Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
When I masturbate, I can orgasm easily using my vibrator, but I have never been able to orgasm or even feel a lot of pleasure when a male is stimulating me, either clitoral stimulation or vaginal penetration or both simultaneously. I very much want to experience a great orgasm from somebody else. What can I do?
There are many possible reasons for your very different experiences. Vibrator stimulation can be pretty intense, and some women and men respond far more easily to it than hand, mouth, or intercourse stimulation. It may be that you have a higher threshold for stimulation, and vibration more easily brings you to orgasm. However, that doesn't mean that it is necessarily the only way to experience sexual pleasure or orgasm. If you find it difficult to relax or let go with a partner, that may be getting in the way of greater sexual pleasure or ease of orgasm. It also may be that experimenting with a wider range of touch, licking, or penetration would be helpful. Taking the time to explore with a partner to find out if there are certain kinds of stimulation you could like if only you tried them together might help, particularly if there is no immediate goal of having an orgasm. I might also suggest that you consider who these somebody else's are. In other words, who are you having sex with? While some women and men can just as easily experience sexual pleasure and orgasm with a partner they don't know well as someone they know very well and like a lot, other women and men find that sex is most pleasurable or orgasmic for them when they partner with someone they intensely like or even love. It's not unusual for male college students to tell me that they have difficulties with erections or orgasm when they hook up with women they don't know well, and women can have similar experiences. Given the varied possibilities, you might find it helpful to read the book Becoming Orgasmic, which walks women through a range of exercises that they can try alone or with a partner in order to learn to experience orgasm more easily and in a wider range of experiences.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question:
I'm 18 years old and haven't had sex in about 6 months. However, about 2 days ago, I noticed I have many small red blotches on the head of my penis. Also, in a few areas on the glands, there are places in which the skin is starting to peel away slightly, and there seems to be a lot of what I think is dead skin towards the frenulum of my penis. Would you be able to tell me what this is, how long it will last for, and if or how it can be treated, please?
Your best bet is to check in with a healthcare provider. Many different health conditions can affect the genital skin. Sometimes red blotches are a result of STIs. Other times they're a result of irritation from laundry detergent or bathwash or other scented or fragranced products. If you masturbated for a very long time or without lubricant, it is also possible that the friction of masturbating rubbed the skin on your penis the wrong way. Giving it a few days to heal may be helpful, but if you have any questions or concerns about your penile health, would recommend that you check in with your healthcare provider.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.